Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 on your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
All right, now we're ready. Let's get our heads right on a Tuesday morning. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. One of the crazier days that we've had in a while went down yesterday. I'm Woodsy. It's our executive producer, Paul Reindl. Good morning, Paulie.
What up?
And Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, co-host of this program as well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm nervous about jumping right into this baseball talk, though, because we might need to ration all the news from today over the next couple of months, because that might be all we've got to get us through a lockout that's expected to start later this week. So maybe we take, you know, like today we talk about the Corey Seager move, maybe for a couple of days, and then we talk about Max Scherzer for a little while. Robbie Ray could have his own day sometime next week.
Imagine doing a whole day on Robbie Ray. Hey, it's Robbie Ray Thursday.
We'll pretend that it's new, though. Hey, look, the Mariners just signed Robbie Ray, and we'll do that next week.
The Mariners didn't like the prospect of facing Robbie Ray in a one-game playoff.
Now they won't have to. Holy cow. No, I think we got to hit them all. I really do. I think we got to hit them all and... Just a really fun day for a lot of fans in Major League Baseball. I was looking forward to a bit of a fun day myself when we left here. You know, we were promised big, big moves. Bananas was a quote. Jeff Passan said it's going to be a whale of 24 hours. Is that 24 hours over, by the way, or no? We're still in it.
Well, there's nothing stopping a team from reaching agreements still or making moves. I think, as we heard yesterday, there's a bit of a soft deadline in that, you know, if you agree to a contract with someone tomorrow, you're not going to get all the paperwork done before everything likely shuts down on Thursday. So they kind of were treating yesterday, we heard, as a bit of a kind of a soft deadline in terms of, you know, reaching agreements so they could get those physicals, everything done before the shutdown of business at midnight tomorrow night.
It was like Cyber Monday for baseball.
It was.
It was Cyber Monday yesterday, but it was also Cyber Monday for baseball. Here's the difference, though. Nobody was getting any discounts yesterday. There were no player or no team was getting anyone at some crazy Cyber Monday discount. For example, I went yesterday to Encinitas Ranch to hit golf balls after the show. And I walked in, I got my bucket of balls, $10, which is such a scam, by the way. It's not just you, Encinitas Ranch, it's everywhere.
That's a deal, you kidding me?
Yeah, fair. They can be like $14, which is a scam. But the guy said, hey, by the way, we're running a Cyber Monday deal. If you spend $50, you're going to get $100 worth of balls. I said, fantastic, sign me up. He goes, well, yeah, you got to go do it online.
It's Cyber Monday. It's not in-person Monday, Woods.
Never mind. And I just walked out.
Wow.
It was Cyber Monday in the marijuana industry.
Was it? Yeah. Now, you worked last night.
I did.
Was it busy?
Holy crap.
We have like half price off of weed?
We have these three big shelves. Each driver has their own little spot.
Yeah.
And you come in, you grab your orders, and you head on out.
Yeah.
And I walked in. They had like They made new shelves just to hold all of the bags that were getting ready to go out.
Buy one blunt, get one free.
I didn't even realize it. I'm like, what in the hell? Oh, Cyber Monday. So it's, you know, 20% off this, 25% off that, whatever. And yeah, it was insane.
Was it nuts? You make some money?
I mean, look, when you're driving from 3 p.m. until 10 p.m., like, busy, I can only drive so fast.
Yeah, you can only go so fast.
I'm not, like, working double time necessarily. I just had constant orders and made a lot of money.
Did you make some money?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
That's good because, well, I was worried because people who like deals don't necessarily tip as generously as others who just, you know, freewheel it on a Tuesday.
I definitely encountered a handful of those people, and then there was the other side of the spectrum where they're like, well, I'm already getting this for a really good deal. Yeah. Here's an extra, you know, $5, $10,
yeah,
and that made up for it.
Yeah, like if you use a gift card at a restaurant, let's say you got $100 to Ruth's Chris, and you take the missus over to Ruth's Chris, and your bill comes, and it's $100. Pro tip, tip on $200. You don't tip on the $100.
Right.
You cheap... cheap dill hole.
You're very wise.
Yeah, Wes. That's how you do it.
No, but it was Cyber Monday from the other perspective in baseball. It was like, sign with the Rangers, get an extra $75 million today only for Corey Seager. It's like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Sign on the dotted line today, and contracts are all inflated by about 30% for players who agreed to, you know, move teams yesterday.
We sat in here yesterday, and we talked about Marcus Semien getting his money, right? And we said, well, yeah, I mean, it's obviously a great deal. You can't pass that up. The guy bet on himself on a one-year deal a couple of years ago, and he's really, I mean, that's how you do it. That's how you draw it up. He believed in himself. He got the job done, and he got his bag. My only thing was, man, if I'm Marcus Semien, I probably could have gotten close to that, maybe a little bit less, with another team that was on the right track to winning. That was kind of my point. Now, I'm from that area. I was kind of born and raised in the Metroplex. It's not the worst place to live. It's not. It's not the best. But it's not the worst. No state income tax is clutch. That's clutch. I'm sorry. Like, that means a lot.
Good steakhouses, I imagine.
Yeah, really good steakhouses, barbecue. You know, those are kind of the selling points of the Metroplex. They're going to be able to have a huge, huge home for very little money and keep most of the money they make, which is probably enticing to a player. But it would take about that kind of contract to get me back to the Metroplex. This is home. I can't imagine being anywhere else. Then when I saw the Seager deal come down, I went, what? What? And I tweeted, LMAO, what in the world? And it wasn't a shot at the Rangers. It wasn't a shot at Corey Seager. It was like, what is happening? So the Rangers are the 2015 Padres, except bigger and longer and committed to more money, more years. But they have just, what they've done, they've just given themselves a shot. Now, that division, Paulie and I talked about on the phone yesterday. You still got the Astros, who have a really good crop of young pitchers. You've got the Angels that are making their move, and the Mariners that went out and improved their team pretty dramatically. So now you've got an AL West that, for the first time really in a while, is pretty interesting and will be an interesting scene to watch. Who is the team, though, out of those four, Benny, that doesn't live up to all this money? I'm telling you, I looked at the Rangers roster, besides what they added, and I went, bro, you're still, let's set the over-under now. 87 wins? Maybe? It's a lot of money, though.
I mean, they spent $500 million in less than 24 hours just on their middle infield. Dollars.
That is a damn good middle infield. For now, Corey Seager, for all his accomplishments, as good as he is broken down a little bit, right? A little bit of trouble staying on the field the last few years. I mean, the guy won an Astros World Series MVP, right? He's a really good player, and I think he's going to do great there. But that's your third baseman of the future, is it not? I mean, pretty much. He's going to play short for a couple more years. Slides over to third.
I mean, you know, let's look no further than the Padres for an example. You can invest in star players, and that's a good thing. And it's fun to watch Manny Machado play. But just paying a bunch of money for an infielder doesn't instantly turn you into a winning roster if you don't have some other pieces in place already. And the Rangers didn't come into this as, you know, that last piece away from becoming World Series champion. I think someone put it on Twitter pretty wisely. They said, you can't make a big splash unless there's already some water in the pool.
Yeah, and there's really, I mean, there's really not a lot of water in the pool. Now, I mean, look, they could surprise us all, blah, blah, blah. But did they improve their team yesterday? Yes, dramatically. They dramatically improved their baseball team. But when you look at what they have, especially in the starting rotation, I mean, you could actually play real or fake with these guys, Ben. Honestly, like, there's maybe... I mean, I'll just... AJ, this is the 40 man, all right? So not all these guys are on the big league roster, but like Colby Allard, Joe Barlow, Brock Burke, Dane Dunning, I've heard of, DeMarcus Evans, Taylor Hearn, Ronnie Henriquez, Jonathan Hernandez, Spencer Howard, John King, Jose Leclerc, Brett Martin, Glenn Otto. These sound made up.
I feel like we played real or fake with the Texas Rangers roster a couple of months ago.
Josh Boers, Dennis Santana. I mean, guys, like... Did you improve? You did. You absolutely did. And those two guys are going to be a nice little boon to your offense.
Yeah, I think the Rangers, you know,
who
fans.
They just get? They got John Gray, so that's nice.
They get John Gray.
He's going to be their one, probably.
They should be excited. I think the question here, though, is I've sensed a little bit of that glee from maybe some Padres fans about the Dodgers losing, you know, a couple of key players in both Corey Seager and obviously Max Scherzer going to the New York Mets. Is that justified, though? Is it something you can celebrate as a Padres fan to watch a division rival get weaker in an offseason? Your team hasn't done anything to get better this offseason.
They have.
Other than, you know, the manager,
right,
which you hope. But on the field, player-wise, there have been no moves that you can say, well, the Padres are definitely better off player-wise than they were last season. They're not. They're the same team, you know, minus... Adam Frazier, minus Daniel Hudson now, minus Tommy Pham. Not
Brian O'Grady.
Not huge losses, but they haven't added anyone to say that they've gotten better. But have they gotten closer to a division title simply because of the losses sustained by the Dodgers and the Giants so far during this free agency period?
Now, listen, is it cause for celebration? You're not popping bottles over it, but you're certainly happy to see John Gray out of the West. You're happy to see Max Scherzer out of the West. You're happy to see Corey Seager out of the West. And who am I missing? There's a couple more. Oh, Gausman, you're excited
Buster
to see him.
Posey retired. Buster Posey retired.
Yeah. It makes things tougher on your division rivals, that's what you want. You want to be peaking as they're kind of falling.
Yes, but do you think that was a wise deal to give Max Scherzer, as you talked about, a guy who clearly, you know, getting older, you know, his arm may be running out of steam, to give him $130 million over 3 years? That feels like an overpay by the Mets. Don't you want your rivals to overpay for players like that shouldn't be getting that kind of money, make bad deals?
I see your point. I see your point on that.
Aren't the Dodgers smart for not overpaying for their players that they shouldn't be overpaying
but
for?
But, I mean, they did overpay for Max Scherzer.
Prospects-wise.
Yeah, I mean, they gave up two of their best prospects. Now they're without him. It was a rental. I mean, Padres get dragged, you know, nationally for investing in rentals and things like that. The Dodgers should be dragged here. There's no question. And your homegrown shortstop, you let walk. Now Trey Turner has you by the short and curlies. I mean, he's going to
demand. Yeah, 1 year left on his deal?
He's going to demand the world, and they're going to have to pay it. They're going to have to pay it. So I do think they did overpay with Ruiz and Josiah Gray. That's two of their best prospects that they're without now for a short-term rental, which, by the way, didn't even net them a World Series
appearance.
Right.
If they had won a World Series, they say, okay, well, we got what we wanted out of that deal. But
so
since
they didn't. They did overpay. Now, it's the Dodgers, right? So if the Dodgers have the means to pay a guy like Trevor Bauer, because he opted into his deal, they're on the hook for another, what, 40 or whatever the hell it is? For this upcoming season, they're going to have to figure that out.
So, with almost no chance that he'll ever pitch again for them.
I wondered this morning driving in, and I asked Paulie this. I go, with everything that's going on in L.A., with Scherzer leaving, trading prospects, Seager gone, who knows what else, what other dominoes are going to fall? You think there's a chance they bring that dude back? They're paying him.
I don't think so. I think in the in the climate right now, they would suffer such an unbelievable backlash.
Marcell Ozuna is going to suit up next year for the Atlanta Braves, more than likely. Richard Sherman is currently playing in the NFL after some really gnarly video.
Yes, but you know what's different about some of these other guys?
Oh, by the way, let me make it very clear. I'm not saying he should.
No.
I'm just wondering if he will.
But in terms of some of the other guys, Richard Sherman apologized. Marcell Ozuna, head down. Trevor Bauer just keeps, you know, bringing that attention back on himself. So it never really goes away when you're someone like Trevor Bauer, as opposed to maybe other players who's like, you know what, I'm just going to let this blow over. Trevor Bauer is not that kind of guy, which makes it, I think, almost impossible for the Dodgers to bring him back, because then it's just news cycle after news cycle. Every time he tweets something, every time he posts a new video, news cycle, news cycle, news cycle. No matter how good of a pitcher he is, that, I think, is going to hurt your clubhouse, your team.
He was always that guy, though. They signed that guy. He was always that guy. Now, these allegations, this incident, this...
I mean, there were reports that there were many Dodgers teammates who didn't want him back either.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, that I don't know that there were a lot of, you know, Tampa Bay Bucks who didn't want Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted another player. They felt like he was contrite, genuine when he came back, made a mistake, says he's going to be better. I don't know that Dodgers players feel that way about Trevor Bauer.
I don't think so either. I don't think they do either. I'm wondering, are they going to get so desperate that they're going to bring a guy that they are paying, he is on the payroll, back to pitch for them, you know, there's no way you sneak that guy under the radar. He's not a guy that is just going to, like you said, come in, put his head down and pitch and do his thing. It's not going to happen. So, nor should it. But holy smokes, man, what a day in Major League Baseball. Reports coming out this morning also. I don't think it's official yet, but I think it's fair to report. Javi Baez is very close to a deal with the Detroit Tigers.
Huh? What happened to Carlos Correa to the Tigers?
Well, Javi plays two. Correa plays short. I wonder if can you imagine a Correa Baez up the middle? Sweet Jesus.
Better than a Seager Semien up the middle?
That's pretty dirty, but boy, that would be smooth.
Better than a Tatis Cronenworth up the middle?
I think number one, it would be the smoothest middle infield in baseball. Don't you? Correa Baez? I mean, it'd be smooth as silk, those two together. So maybe that's to be looked at here in the future, but we'll see if that deal gets done today, but that's the rumor coming out this morning.
We will talk more baseball coming up at 7:35. Welcoming back our friend Craig Calcaterra, Cup of Coffee newsletter, plus legal background to talk a little bit about the impending work stoppage, at least the one that we expect coming later this week in Major League Baseball. He'll join us at 7:35 on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall Chevrolet. Find new roads. A quote from yesterday's show from Ben Higgins. It's not like Brian Kelly's leaving Notre Dame. We will update that quote when we come back.
It's been a really fun 48 hours for we Notre Dame fans out there.
This segment of Better Woods brought to you by the Golf Mart. Let's see how to check a traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Ben Stradamus.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You turned me on.
I did Simple Minds long ago, Don't You,
yeah,
Forget About Me, but it's been a while and I do like this song as well, Alive and Kicking.
Let it kick right here, Paulie. Come on, best part.
Yeah, that's a straight up jam, man.
Simple Minds or Tears for Fears? I always get
either way. They're
Who
both good. This was Simple Minds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is definitely Simple Minds.
All right. That's a jam. Good pick.
Oh, man. I just saw a tweet that Brian Kelly has officially spent his 11 minutes meeting with his Notre Dame Fighting Irish and is now on the private jet to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to become the new head coach of the LSU Tigers.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge.
Hey, how effing dare you? You son of a bitch.
Now, in my defense, when I said yesterday, it's not like Brian Kelly is leaving Notre Dame. I had some history on my side. No football coach has ever left Notre Dame on their own accord. They have either been fired or retired at the end of their career. That has always been the last stop for a coach. It's the top of the food chain. At least one of the schools considered at the top of the food chain in college football. So you don't expect someone to get that job to then go somewhere else.
You do expect someone to go somewhere else when they're offered $15 million a year. It's bananas. I you know, Coach Kelly, I was talking to my buddy about this yesterday, and he goes, man, I would kill to have, you know, what Coach Kelly's done at Notre Dame. He's a Texas fan. He goes, you know, we're irrelevant at this point, and we're going to be joining the SEC. He goes, I would kill to have, you know, guy, I mean, he's a 10-11 win guy every single year. And I go, you know, I realized something. When in 1988, when my dad let me stay up and watch the Notre Dame National Championship game against West Virginia, I didn't know it then, but I know it now. It's the last championship Notre Dame will ever win in my lifetime. It's just they're not cut out for big time. They're never going to get the players that other schools get. They're just not going to. They're never going to win. They're going to get close, and they've gotten close. And that's okay. I've resigned myself to that fact, and I'm able to see Coach Kelly for what he was, a really good football coach that did a lot with a program that has some restrictions on it that he's not going to have at LSU at all. And so I think he'll do okay. I mean, it's a ballsy move. You go, I mean, $15 million, you can, you know, you can deal with a lot. But, like, you're going to go down there and you're going to get bodied by Nick Saban, like, again, because he owns Brian Kelly. And you're going to go down there to LSU, and the expectations are going to be through the roof.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I got to send my love down to Baton Rouge.
So I wasn't, like, mad or whatever. I just was like, well, I mean, look, he took the Irish damn near as far as he could take them. They'll never win another championship in my lifetime.
Now, would you think that Notre Dame, like Brian Kelly's agent, at least gave him the shot, hey, you want to try to match this in $15 million a year? And Notre Dame probably said no. They have the means, if they wanted to pay that much, but I don't know that Brian Kelly is worth that much. I think Notre Dame looked at it and said, hey, you're a good coach. We like you. We would have been happy with you staying.
Yeah.
But there are other good coaches out there, and we're just not going to pay you $15 million unless you're bringing us national championships, which, as Woodsy just said, is probably not going to happen under Brian Kelly, or maybe not anyone else. So why would you pay that much for Brian Kelly? A great coach, but not the best coach ever.
You know, I was talking to my dad about it yesterday, too. So you saw what happened with Lincoln.
I mean, he was on the hot seat no more than, what, four years ago?
Yeah. I mean, I was talking to my dad yesterday, and I go, look, you see what happened with what's his nuts, Lincoln Riley going to USC, right? And you saw all those commits that he had. They were committed to Lincoln Riley. I feel like, and this maybe this is just me being an idiot Notre Dame fan. I feel like, because they had a really good recruiting class. Now, none of those guys have signed. I do wonder, though, do you wonder, Ben, if his recruits are going to follow him to LSU like Lincoln's did? I don't think they are. I don't get the sense that guys go, man, I really want to play for Brian Kelly. I feel like if you're going to Notre Dame, you're like, I want to go play at Notre Dame, right?
Absolutely.
I feel the same way.
The Golden Dome.
Yeah, like that's why you're
touchdown
going there.
Jesus.
You don't go for Brian Kelly. He's not a name like Nick Saban or Lincoln Riley where you're like, bro, I'm gonna dominate under this guy.
I get Norman, Oklahoma, and Los Angeles are two very different places as well, but in terms of the football program, going to be very similar. LSU and Notre Dame, not going to be similar experiences at all. I don't think there are a ton of recruits that went to Notre Dame because I wanted to play for Brian Kelly.
That's exactly my
feeling.
Notre
Dame recruits itself.
It's just a gut. It's a gut feeling. So I wonder what they're going to do. They're talking already about Luke Fickell. I don't know how you raid Cincinnati for another head coach, but they're talking about that. I guess that'd be okay. They're talking about promoting the defensive coordinator, Marcus Freeman, who is an absolute stud and has whipped that defense into one of the best in the country. But then you don't want to lose anything on defense. So I don't know. The one that keeps popping up that would make me have to eat my soul is Urban Meyer. And I don't know that I could, but I promise you that I could.
I think the idea of Luke Fickell and the possibilities that could happen. What if there's some craziness this week?
Right.
And Cincinnati and Notre Dame both make the college football playoff, and then Luke Fickell is like the coach of both Cincinnati and Notre Dame going into the college football playoff, perhaps against each other.
That's wild, man.
All right, here's my current/old team against my current/new team in the college football playoff right now. It's not out of the realm of possibility that a scenario could emerge where that could happen.
It's pretty nuts, though. He got his money. He didn't really handle it the best, but none of these guys handle it great. They really don't. But I guess, you know, all his players and stuff found out. They were all kind of pissed and tweeted. And there's this team, like, chat feature where you can text the whole team, and he's like, sorry, guys. Let's meet tomorrow at 7. Apparently that meeting this morning lasted all of 11 minutes, and then that dude got on a plane. We have to go, but I do find it funny. And look, I know they have to do this. I know they do. It's part of the bit. Lincoln Riley was coaching Oklahoma on Saturday. Yesterday, he's in all his gear going, fight on, right? And you got Brian Kelly was coaching Notre Dame on Saturday in Stanford. This morning, his Twitter, G-E-A-U-X Tigers. He's in all purple. And I get it. You have to do it. But it's just so creepy and dirty to me.
It'll always feel that way.
Hey, fight on, everybody.
Hey, I don't think I can begrudge a guy, though, taking a $15 million contract.
Hell
it's
no.
offered. Lincoln Riley, you know, hey, it's an opportunity. You want to take it? You take it.
You see the bag they gave that dude? Well, the $110 million.
Yeah.
A $6 million house in L.A. They bought both of his houses in Norman because he was living in one. They were building another one. They bought both of those for $500K over asking. Damn. And they said, here's a private jet for you and your family to use anytime you like. For that country ass out there in L.A. Man, y'all, this is smoggy. Is this smog? Is this what I'm seeing? Holy smoke. Hey, what? My wife wanted to try something last night called pho. I took my kids down there and had an egg right in the middle of it. Hard boiled. Strangest thing I've ever seen. It's going to be wild for that dude. Hey, don't worry. I ain't going to try none of that kale y'all eat out here in California. Sorry, I can't say that no more. It's nuts.
I'm stunned. He's just 38 years old still.
38.
He's not even 40 yet.
Oh, my God. The bag that these guys are getting, it's insane. I don't want my kids to play football anymore. I want them to coach football. Time to start looking over, reading plays and reading defenses and offenses. It is insane what these guys are making. You know, you saw a lot of people, too. Loyalty. Bro, there's no loyalty. The faster you learn that in life, the better your life will be. There is no loyalty. There's no players transfer and come and go all the time. Coaches do the same thing. That's why I'm not bitter about it. Somebody calls you and goes, Ben, come over here and do this radio station. We're going to pay you 10 times what you're making. Bro, if you don't leave, I will make you leave. It's so stupid not to. So, man, there is no loyalty. There's none.
Woods, I want to talk about the new playoff proposal by owners. It may or may not happen, but expanded playoffs, choose your own opponent
wild,
as well.
Man.
Is this a good thing for baseball? Do you want to see it happen? We'll talk about that. Coming up next, don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Foggy Tuesday morning out there. Be careful in your drive. Take your time. Listen to a little extra Ben and Woods on your way in. Woodsy was just poking fun at the cultural fit of Lincoln Riley going to Los Angeles.
Not just Lincoln Riley. I mean, Brian Kelly, well, too.
Well, I mean, think about that, though. Brian Kelly was the perfect cultural fit at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Kelly, Green, Notre Dame, Irish, right
Boston
there.
Boston guy, yeah.
Ed Orgeron was the perfect cultural fit at LSU.
Go Tigers.
You know, Deep South, gumbo recipes. Now Kelly's going to LSU. Who knows who's going to Notre Dame? Lincoln Riley is at USC.
It's so wild, man.
I think the moral of the story is the best cultural fit in college football is always winning.
Yeah, it solves
really
every,
in every sport.
Every single thing. I mean, and again, you look at what these guys are getting. How do you begrudge a Lincoln Riley coaching, doing a damn good job in Norman, Oklahoma, and saying, hey, man, we're going to give you more money you ever imagined. We're going to take care of everything. We're going to pay off your two houses. We're going to buy you a new house. We're going to give you access to the private jet for you and your family anytime you want. Who in God? You really expect that guy to go, nope, I'm staying here in Norman. All I'm right, committed. So there's no effing way.
If your employer...
This
deal, whatever employer, this employer here, Odyssey, Ben Woods has exploded huge. Giant new deal for Woods. He's getting millions a year. And they also offer him unlimited use of the private jet. How are you maximizing that benefit? What are you doing? Are you like, is it hard to ask? Like, do you have to like put in a request?
Yeah, you feel weird. Like,
hey,
like,
can
oh,
I use
boy.
The private jet? Knowing, I mean, that's expensive. Every time you fuel up that private jet, that's... thousands and thousands of dollars.
Well, listen, buddy, you were in the room yesterday when I was soliciting a hotel room reimbursement from our boss, Adam, for when we go to fantasy camp. How did that go?
Not well.
So, let's get out of fantasy land for a minute. It's hard enough to get meal money out of him. Right? I'm going to get a private jet. He would make you feel bad.
Can you reimburse me for my Chipotle bowl at dinner?
No. Absolutely. I'm going to need to run this up the flagpole. Solid. I'll just pay. It's fine. God. Yeah, you heard me. I go, hey, if we go to fantasy camp, I may have to pay for my own room. Can I reimburse that? No. Run that up the flagpole.
We're not sending you to fantasy camp.
I'm like,
I'm going to do my show there.
Yeah, why don't I just stab you in the leg? How about that instead, Adam? I know he's listening right now. Yeah, so this private jet scenario that you've created in your head, it's never going to happen.
Have you been around?
Yeah, have you been around here? Our show's not that good, number one. Number two, I mean, let's call a spade, right? Be lucky to get Papa Dough on the house for me and Paulie when we're out at fantasy camp. I thought they fed you guys. Can't you just take some granola bars from the cafeteria and eat those for dinner? Identical. Paulie, just telling you, when we go, bring a cooler, pack your own snacks, maybe have Megan make us some turkey sandwiches for the drive, because we're on our own.
Well, speaking of fantasy camp, I know there's
beef
more
turkey and PB&J.
I know there's more teams this year. Does that mean expanded fantasy camp playoffs?
Ooh.
Because we may be getting expanded playoffs in Major League Baseball. We're going to talk about that right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So there's always a lot of proposals that'll be thrown around. A lot of them will be forgotten, by the time a new CBA between the players and owners becomes official, whether that's, in the next few weeks, whether that's not until the start of spring training. We'll see what happens with a lockout expected. But you'll hear some of these ideas. And the one that was floated out yesterday, I think it was Jesse Rogers who had the story at ESPN.com. Expanded playoffs, no surprise there. We've been hearing about that possibility in Major League Baseball for several years. Of course, owners love the idea of expanded playoffs because that's expanded revenue. They make a lot of money in the postseason. You get more playoff games, more teams. That means more revenue for Major League Baseball owners. So not a surprise there.
All right, so Ben, explain to me this proposal, because I think I am in favor of expanding
playoffs. All right,
playoffs.
So currently you get five playoff teams from each league, the three division champions and two wild cards. They play the one wild card game, and then you're left with the four teams for the two division series, and you know how it works from there. Under the new proposal by owners, there would be now seven teams from each league. So two more National League and two more American League playoff teams. Essentially, you're getting four wild cards now in each league instead of just two. Where it gets a little A little interesting is that under this proposal, because the 7-team playoff obviously is not even, you know, an 8-team playoff, hey, it's 1 versus 8, 2 versus 7, you go from there. A 7-team playoff, though, would require the number 1 overall seed, the team with the best record in the league each year, would get a bye out of the wild card round.
Okay.
And then instead of just having 2 play 7, the number 2 division champion play the worst wild card team and so forth, the proposal would have the number 2 division champion, the team with the second best record, picking the wild card team they want to face. Of the you know, the 4 options, they could choose any of them. Even if they wanted to play a team with a better record, they think they match up better against the pitchers, whatever, they'd play whatever team they want, and then the number 3 team, the third division champion, would choose from the remaining 2 teams, and then the last 2 teams would play each other.
Why?
Huh, that's a good question.
Because if there's 7 teams and the top team gets a bye,
yeah,
that means there's 6.
Yeah.
Which is an even number.
Yes,
and
it is.
And then you can stack it up by order of
2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5.
Just like we've always done. What is the impetus behind this? Is it to create? Because I think it would behoove you to continue to fight for the best record.
I think
and it keeps baseball more interesting.
Yeah, I think there's 2 things that go to it.
Well, so if it's for competitive sake, right? You're still doing that because you want what? You want the highest seed available. So you're going to continue to grind, right, to try to get that best record? Or will you, hey, we're in the playoffs. Yeah, we're going to be a 7 seed, but let's pull our foot off the gas a little bit? I don't get it.
I think part of it is just in excitement. You know,
okay.
As a fan, it's intriguing to have a show basically after the last day of the season where, you know, the GM or whoever sits up there and you're the Padres and you won the division. We'll take the wild card Dodgers in the first round.
Oh my God.
You know, whatever. You know, I mean, it sets up some interesting storylines for the playoffs. Obviously that, you know, the team that gets picked is going to feel a little slighted.
Like, okay. Yeah. What's up?
You know, there's some intrigue there.
I kind of hate it. The other
part of it is, let's say you're the second seed. You won 100 and like the Dodgers, you won 106 games this year, but another team won 107 and you're scheduled to play the 7th team, but they've owned you. It's like the one team that's owned you all year. It's like, all right, we're just not going to play them. We're going to play the 60. We owned them all year. We dominated them. I don't want a 5th team. I don't want to face this other team. It could be a huge advantage for that team as a division champion.
It's wild. It's too wild for my
blood. They've got 3 lefty starters. We don't hit lefties very well.
Yeah.
We want to face a righty-heavy team instead that may have had a better record, but we just match up better against that team. It takes a little bit of the randomness out of some of those postseason hookups.
Do you guys hate it?
I don't hate it at all. I like it.
Do you hate it, Paulie?
I think I like it. I was trying to talk myself into it yesterday.
I can understand why a GM doesn't want the responsibility of that. It's just another mistake, essentially, that you can make. If you're a general manager, if you're a manager,
you better win that
picking,
damn series.
Picking your opponent is just another layer of mistakes that you can be criticized for later. Because, be honest, if you're the number 2 seed and you pick your opponent and you beat them, that's what you're supposed to do. And no one's going to give you credit. Oh, how smart they were to pick that team instead of the other team. Maybe there's a tiny bit of that, but for the most part, it's going to be, oh, what an idiot. The second seed, they picked this team and then got their butts kicked. That guy's just a moron. So if I'm a general manager and a manager, I don't love that idea. But as a fan, I don't see the downside. It's just more intrigue and drama in the postseason.
And man.
So the way it would work would be
pretty exciting as is.
It would then
be
like the 2020 playoffs. It would be a best of 3 series, all games played at the site of the higher seeded team. So there wouldn't be a travel day or anything. They just play 3 straight days. That would minimize the wait for the 1 seed, because if you're the 1 seed and they're doing a whole week of wild card series and you're just sitting around, that could be a disadvantage. So they just play 1, 2, 3. And then get on, you'd have then 4 teams left and get onto the division series as normal.
I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. It's what would be the sticking? I don't think, would the players have any beef with this?
The players are mixed on this.
Are they?
Because Some would say that expanding the playoffs just makes it that much easier for owners to say, well, we don't need to spend that much on our players because it's a lot easier to make the postseason.
I mean,
at the same time, you can make the argument now all of a sudden teams that won 75 games last year are just a stone's throw from making the playoffs in a 7-team, and they're incentivized to go out and spend money on free agents to try to get their teams into the playoffs.
They're spending money like gangbusters. I mean, is that really the problem? Everyone's making money in baseball.
Not everyone. Free agents are, with over 6 years service time.
Yeah.
The current CBA is going to be more about, you know, those first 6 year guys who are making the minimum, you know. Is that going to go up? Those are some of the issues. Can you get to free agency faster? Players say, hey, we want to get to free agency after 5 years, not 6 years. Owners say, hey, we want to wait until you're 29, yeah. No matter how many years you've got. That's what this is all about. It's not about the high-end guys making big money. Of course, you know, Max Scherzer and Corey Seager, they're fine with the way the system is right now. It works for them, but they're talking about a system for every Major League Baseball player, and that's a little harder to come up with a set of rules that both owners and players feel comfortable signing their names to.
Before we get into Selection Saturday for Major League Baseball, let's get the DH implemented, all right? Let's crawl before we walk here.
Let's make sure everybody can watch the product.
Well, yes, Paulie. Let's make sure everyone can watch the product in the town in which you live.
Now, here's the question I think.
Because you know they're going to do a made-for-TV, like, with the first pick, the number one seed.
Of course they would.
Of course
they
would.
As they should.
But if they're going to do it.
If you're a Padres or a Padres fan, do you want to see expanded playoffs?
Yes.
Why?
Just because. It gives you a better shot. Anytime you get to the dance, I mean.
But, well, and that's a fair argument. Let's say you're the Dodgers. Do you want to see expanded playoffs?
I mean, yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't. If you're winning, I mean.
Because if you know you're going to be a team that's going to make a 5-team playoff, why would you want two more teams there to wreck your October? You know, that now you have to beat 6 teams in October instead of 4. It just makes it harder to win the World Series if you think you're going to be one of those best 5 teams. Now, if you think you're hovering around the 6, 7, 8, 9 line, absolutely. Yeah, now we've got a shot to get hot in October like the Braves did and win a World Series. But if you think you're going to dominate for a number of years, hey, let's just do 4 playoff teams. Let's do less because then once we get there, it's less work to actually win that World Series.
I mean, but how many dynasties are we seeing these days?
None.
And none in baseball. I mean, none.
Now you're going to see even less. There's never going to be another one.
There may never be another one. Think
about that. How hard would it be for a baseball team on consecutive Octobers to beat out 13 other teams, to come out on top in a 14-team tournament 2 years in a row, knowing how even baseball teams are? It's going to be very, very unlikely to see back-to-back champions.
Tyler maybe just nailed it. TD Fryer fan says, the over-analysis that will go into choosing the opponents will be gold for talk radio.
Yes, it will.
You're right. I guess maybe I should embrace this thing if it happens, because holy cow.
If the Padres get a selection of who they get to pick.
Adam will make us be. We'll have round table
specials,
after round
videos,
table,
everything.
Videos.
Never mind.
Gold for this job. That would be gold.
Oh, dude, we could do. You would have like. You'd have 5 days. Tomorrow we'll be talking about why it's the Brewers. It's not the Brewers. We don't want the Brewers. And then the next day the Cardinals and on we go. The material alone would be phenomenal.
Oh, it would be amazing.
The over-analysis would be great. That's a great point. All right, let's do it. Let's bring on the madness.
Speaking of bringing on the madness, we got the madness of a little take on Woods coming up next. Still a chance to qualify for our getaway to Las Vegas. 2 nights, round of golf or 2, spa treatments, 833-288-0973. Haven't gotten to Monday Night Football last night. Woods loses money again. It's coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.